Yeah, were these beef cattle or dairy cattle?
Beef.
Okay, you never had any dairy cattle?
Yeah, I way back I had some cows that we used to milk for the house.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a place where a person might keep their horses?
It's called a barn.
Okay. Any of the names you might a person might use for that?
Stable.
Okay. How about besides a barn? Did you ever have a special place where you might milk a cow outside?
I always milk mine in the stable, what we call a stable.
Okay. Yeah, you ever heard of a milking place called a cow pen or a cow pen?
Oh, yeah, a cow pen.
Okay. How about, I noticed you had some pork animals out here. What do you call the area where you keep your pigs?
Pasture. I just go to the pasture.
And if it's a small area, you still...
Small one, so you have to put a hole out for them.
Okay. If you just had an area behind a barn, a little small area behind a barn, would you call that a pasture too for your pigs?
Yeah. You may have built them out of rails.
Oh, well, that's interesting. How about, now some people, you know, that have, would milk a lot, maybe they'd sell some milk or something. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter in the days before the refrigeration? What would they call that?
Well, this is... We had him where we laid down the well.
In the well? Was it cool?
Yeah, it was cool as well was.
Yeah. Huh. How about where do they raise milk? I mean, where do they raise cattle for milk now? What do they call those farms?
Dairies.
Okay. What do you call the place around the barn where you might let cows or mules or other animals walk around?
A lot.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yeah.
Okay. When you were young, did you break in on cotton when you were young?
Yes, I done that all my life.
What kind of work did you do with cotton?
Oh, I plowed with a mule.
You plowed with a mule? Did you ever get the grasses out of the field?
Oh, yes, it does. Took a hoe and hoed it.
Is that what you call it when you were hoeing? You just called hoeing the cotton?
Yeah, when it first started, it'd be planted too thick, you know. You get a stand. We call that chopping.
Chopping?
Then next time I went around, we called it hoeing.
Okay. What type of undesirable grass would be in a cotton field?
Well, most undesirable right then is crabgrass. Crabgrass and crowfoot grass, we call it.
Crowfoot?
Okay.
How about cotton and corn grow in a, what do you call it, the place where they grow?
Field.
Okay. How about tobacco is grown in a, what?
Not in that field. We didn't ever grow any tobacco.
Okay. What kind of things might you say grow in a patch?
About anything you want to grow in a patch. But, usually what we call it would be a patch of peas or butter beans or something like that, something just sort of used at home. We call a patch a small area.
That right. That's what I was getting at. Is there, do you have a different, like if you were driving down a road and you saw 3, 4, 5 acres, would you consider that a field?
Yes, it would be a field.
And if it got down to about half an acre?
Yeah, that's a patch.
Okay. All right. What kinds of fences did the old farms have around them?
What kind of fences?
Did they ever have, you know, the old farms might have had fences around. What kind of fences
well,
might they have?
Well, they had them when I come on. They had barbed wire mostly and had rails for hogs and things like that. They didn't have any hog wire.
What about those fences that are little slats and they're parallel to each other and they're standing on end? Sometimes they paint them white.
This way.
No, that's the rail, I think. You're talking about that.
Yeah.
Now, this one, the ones where they're just standing parallel, straight up like that.
Oh, well, I've seen them, but